damn comments, speak up. Voting issues. This year has been a rather tumultuous year on the lake. We have had several people. I have an answering machine on my phone that is overworked. And most of it this summer has been on voting issues on the lake. And as I have told the people, I very much would like to catch them myself. I like to go out in the boat and tell them to behave. I've been given the finger. I've been told that I'm a Nazi and whatever. But it doesn't make any difference. The rest of us have to do that, too. If you see a violation, calling me doesn't fix it because it's gone past the point of repair. If you see an issue, please get in your boat, go right to that person and say, we have rules on the lake, and we'd like you to enforce them. Steve Schneider wrote me a very, very good letter pointing out some things that happened to him. And I think that his points are very well taken. And he has suggested that we send out a letter. He sent it to me on the 6th of August. I got it sometime around the 13th because I was out playing in a golf tournament. And it was too late in the season, I thought, to be effective to send to everybody. But I think the spirit of his letter and the contents of his letter speak properly to the issue, and we intend to include this in our minutes so that every member gets a copy of this, and we'll include it in the precautions for next year. There have been too many close calls. This lake cannot support parasailing. And of those of you that have seen the parasailing efforts on the lake, I have personally spoken with the folks that are involved in that. I was treated courteously, but basically told them, you know, it's their lake, they can do what they want. But I will say that they stopped. And I'm glad of that. If Sperber were here, he would tell you that he ran across a line while they were parasailing and somebody came crashing down the lake and he felt terrible. I said, good for you. And I said, you're not supposed to be parasailing. This is a lake that doesn't allow for it. You have to go straight across the wind line, and that's totally out of context with the rules and regulation we have in the circulatory pattern that we want in the lake. But in any case, if you observe somebody who's breaking the rules, please don't run in and call me. Go to your boat, get out there and grab that person and say, nicely, you're violating what the intentions of the lake are. And if that doesn't work, call me, give me their name, and I will be happy to go visit with them. But we do not want to have somebody killed. We do not want to have a boating accident. And I think Steve's letter or comments will go a long way to pointing that out.
Would you put in about swimming also? People swim half badly. That's in there.
It's in there too, yeah. Yeah, and if you swim, you need to have a boat following you and so forth because people cannot see the swimmers, and we've had complaints of that. Any comments on boating?
On the boating, I don't know if people are aware, but we came back one night late. Next morning I looked in my dock. My floating dock was half floating in the water. The barrels are all broken up, and the center of the float was damaged. Evidently, there was a situation the night before, and I guess Roger Marie had talked to the person that he was driving his boat, and a skier, or a ski boat came, and his wake forced him over to the right, which gave him some sort of an erratic situation, and he hit into our dock, hit the dock, and blew up, and knocked the two barrels out, and I guess the seven boards are cracked in half. And I called him the next day because I didn't know until the next morning I saw it. And he said that he wasn't that badly hurt, which that's all I was really worried about. But that's what happened. And he didn't know who the boat was, the ski boat, and they didn't even stop. So, you know, that's...
I think there's another thing we need to enforce, and that's what time do we stop skiing and tubing?
Exactly.
Dusk is a difficult time to say. I don't think we should be out there...
After 7.
I don't know if it's a time, because the time changes according to what the day is. But certainly, when the sun starts to go down, it's time to stop.
When it's too dark, you have to use your lights.
Well, that's a really good one, but I think it's before that. But sure, it's really up to us to police that. No single individual can be a policeman on the lake. And we certainly don't want to invite outside policemen on this lake, so it's up to us. And all I could ask you to do is please take the responsibility individually and talk to people around you. And if there's a violation, address it immediately. And if you get trash, I'm more than happy to be a bad guy. I'm already a bad guy at home. I might as well be a bad guy every place else.
But Jim, the same way we say 10 o'clock in the morning, why can't we say 7 or 8 at night? So, you know, there's plenty of time to ski, I think.
also the people that rent their cottages.
Well, the morning is a different issue.
Something where they put the roof down.
Yeah, but the evening is a different
issue.
But if they're off from that, I don't know.
It's still a limitation.
Well, that's the way I approach it. I approach it that if I catch somebody I don't recognize, I assume they're renting and I tell them. But truthfully, I've had to speak to some people who own property, and one of the things that's happening is we're cutting the lake short. And as a result, we come out of pattern and come straight across. And when you do that, what they don't realize is somebody's coming out here with a boat, and a boat that they expect to go this way, all of a sudden comes this way. And as I said to this particular individual, it's not that you cut across. It's that, and he said, well, nobody was on the lake. I said, that's true, but there were three people perhaps trying to get on the lake. And you can't do that. You've got to stay in pattern because people base their decisions based on the predictability of that pattern. So if we all take the responsibility, it's easy. If you all pass it to me or Kuhn or Ferris, it won't get done. It just simply will not get done. So that's our report on voting issue. And thanks, Steve, for sending the note. It was very well written and very much appreciated. Okay? Any more issues on the voting? Okay?
Yes.
I didn't ask you to speak yet. I told you at this meeting.
Is there a regulation of one vote per cottage?
I don't know that.
No.
Voter is?
No.
No. One is one.
No. I never heard that.
I don't know. I've only been here 11 years. I haven't heard of it, so I don't know.
We always thought that may not be, that may be an urban legend.
There's nothing written, I can promise, that I've read. Okay.